As I said, Mo Cacera, a former head coach at Hofstra, assistant with the Citadel back in my time there, ESPN and CBS college basketball analyst. And
Worcester, Mass.
Right now. That's right. That's how you say that, right? Worcester?
Well, it's like you trying to pronounce it.
Worcester?
Yeah.
Mo, what's up, man? How are you?
Hi, Mo.
Worcester, they say. Worcester.
Worcester. Yes.
Worcester.
I'm from up that That's way, right. Mo. I'm from up that way,
hey,
Mo.
You hit two of my favorite places, Charleston, South Carolina, and Worcester, Mass. Those are my two stomping grounds. That's great.
That is great, man. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while since we had you on, and we figured we better start paying attention to college basketball a little more on this show, so we dialed you up. Let's start you off with Virginia last night. They look good on both ends, probably their best game of the year, and blowing out Virginia Tech.
Well, I think this may be his best team. I mean, they're just so dominant. And you know what's interesting? If you look at their scores, if you look at some of the teams they've played, they've played some really good teams, and they've won big. I mean, they can just guard. They got multiple guys that can score. So maybe his best team. You know, they got kind of knocked on their seat a little bit last year in the tournament, but this may be the team that, you know, is a Final Four national championship type group.
I mean, making history last year because of you losing to, you know, UMBC. You wonder. I mean, Tony Bennett, that had to sit with him and the kids that are remaining. You know, all I can't even imagine what they went through making history in such an infamous sort of way. But as you said, that lit a fire under. But it certainly seems that way. I mean, I knew they'd be good. I didn't think they'd be this good coming off that season.
Wouldn't it be a great story or a great cover of Sports Illustrated to have the picture of the defeat to UMBC and then have them win the national championship a year later? I mean, that would be just an all-time great story. And, hey, that happens. That's what the tournament's all about. They didn't play very well. And they are the type of team, at least they've been in the past, where at times they have struggled to score, but that certainly doesn't seem to be the case this year.
And they go into Duke on, you know, this weekend, coming off one of the best games of the year in college basketball. The Syracuse upsets them, but, you know, they got banged up a little bit, but you know, it's a ticked-off Duke team and a team like Virginia on a roll. That's shaping up, I think, is going to be a classic on Saturday.
I'll take Duke. I don't think Duke's losing two games in a row at home. You know, they're so tough to beat there. Syracuse obviously had a great performance. But that will be, arguably two of the best teams in the country and certainly a game you want to circle that you might see again in March.
What do you think about Duke, though, with the Trey Jones injury? And that looks like that could be like a long time. So, and in fact, Mike Krzyzewski even said in the postgame, there was no strategy. We were just trying to survive that night without him.
Yeah, it shows you how valuable he is. They certainly got all the frontline guys who make the headlines for the NBA and the draft and things like that. But he's really the guy who's been super talented and has really the keys to the engine there, and he makes them go. So they're going to miss him. They've got some capable guys that'll play with him, but he'll be missed. And hopefully they get him back because I think with him, you know, playing well into March, that could be a really exciting group to see. You know, hopefully in a Final Four type atmosphere.
Hey Mo, how come we never recruited a Zion Williamson type at the Citadel when we were there? We would have been pretty good.
You know, I've had a lot of interesting Citadel connections the last few weeks. I was down in West Virginia doing a game. I was down in East Carolina and ran into a couple of former assistants and players and stuff. So I've had a lot of discussions about my time at the Citadel just in the last few weeks, which is always enjoyable for
nice.
Me. But tough to get Zion Williamson in a cadet uniform. I don't see him liking to go to drill and marching in Charleston in the hot summer heat. But he's a special one and certainly – I think he's a guy that, you know, NBA teams are drooling over, not just because of his talent, but because of his personality, his presence. He's the type of guy that, you know, not only sells tickets, but is going to be a dynamic personality and talent in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mo, I'm still a huge Big East guy from, you know, back in the day, from the first year. So I still pay attention to the Big East Conference, along with the ACC and SEC. But, you know, Marcus Howard, to me, is a guy I don't think is getting enough credit because it's all about Duke and Zion, and I understand that, but this kid is having an unbelievable year. I know he got dinged up a little bit against Georgetown the other night, but Marquette, this is the kind of guy that if Marquette ends up in the Final Four this year, I don't think anybody better not be surprised because they are the real deal.
He has a little bit of that kind of Steph Curry presence, doesn't he? When they made their run in the tournament where you didn't think their team's that good, and then he's just so special, and you know, can throw up 40, throw up 50, which he's shown. So he's been fun to watch. I think Wojo's done a great job with that group. I think the Big East is a little better than people think it is. It's certainly going to be fun to watch down the stretch, and he's been nothing short of fabulous. So I think he's got to be in the National Player of the Year consideration for sure.
Mo Cassera is with us, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Let's talk some Michigan basketball right now. You know, John Beilein had his heart health problems in the offseason. He probably his best team ever, certainly their best start ever at Michigan. How good are the Wolverines? And then part two of that question, how good are they going to be against Michigan State? I don't think those guys play until late February, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Well, that will be, especially if they can both continue to win as they have. You know, that rivalry's got a whole different level to it, especially when they're playing the way that they're playing right now. And, you know, you mentioned John Beilein. I, you know, my own personal opinion, I think he's the best coach in the country. I think what he does year in and year out, what he's done at every single different level he has been from, you know, Lemoyne College all the way to Canisius to Richmond to West Virginia to Michigan. I mean, the guy's done nothing but win and does it with the right kids. And every time you think he's not that good, they just get better and better. And he's done a wonderful job there. And this team's kind of fun to watch. You know, they've got some neat new parts, and they just continue winning. Where they're better than they've been in the past is defensively. I think that's the one thing that, you know, John Beilein team's traditionally very good offensively. You know, he played that 1-3-1 for years and done different things. But now this Michigan team can really defend, and that's what's really shown here early in the season.
I've seen Nevada play a couple of times this year, and I'm trying to figure them out. Initially, you know, I told Chris, a couple of producer and program director, and our third man in over here, I said, put Nevada up for me as a Final Four team, just a possible sleeper. And then they get humiliated by New Mexico. And the schedule hasn't been great, but how good is this Nevada team? Can they do some damage in a month when the tournament, or 2 months when the tournament begins?
Well, a couple things. With my coaching hat on, throw out New Mexico because it's just a tough group to play against, yeah. Those games happen. I think when you have a big your big target on your back, as they do, they're going to get everybody's best shot, and I think that's bound to happen. I think you'll see it with a bunch of these other teams. You know, you'll see a Michigan go on the road and lose a tough game to, you know, Minnesota or somebody that you don't think necessarily that should beat them or somebody else. And you can say that for all the big teams. And I think that will happen. So I think that's happened to them. I think everybody kind of questions how good they are. You know, a little East Coast bias. You know, you just don't see them as much. Yeah. Are they really that good? Well, you know, the brothers are terrific. They're older. They've sat out a year. They're veteran guys. They've got a good coach. They've got a lot of energy. They certainly have all the pieces. They've got some good young players as well. So tough to tell how good they are, but they certainly have, you know, again, the makings of a team that could be in the Final Four. Again, it comes down to, you know, how well they're playing in March and what their draw is. That's what it really comes down to. But they have the talent and they have the ability to be there at the end.
Mo, Coach Cal at Kentucky always reintroduces us to a new handful, a new gaggle of players each and every year. I remember last year watching them, thinking how talented they were, and they never really put it together like they normally do. And then this year, I kind of remember thinking the same thing early in the season. I wasn't sure about them. They're 13-3. They had the 20-point win against Georgia last night. But what are your expectations for Kentucky?
I did happen to catch some of that game last night. I thought they looked very good. They seem to kind of be hitting their stride a little bit. Obviously, they've got a lot of good pieces. They had a kid transfer out. That might have actually helped them. It allowed some guys to play a little bit more. And, you know, sometimes, you know, subtraction helps, believe it or not, in a situation like that at Kentucky. So they seem to figure it out. You know, he's going to keep coaching them and getting them to play hard. And I still think they're one of the teams to beat in the SEC. So I wouldn't count them out. I think they're a little under the radar. They don't have that, you know, Anthony Davis type star power in their fabulous freshman that they've sometimes had in years past. But they're a little bit of an enigma, you know, and I'm not quite sure how good they are, but they seem to be trending on getting better as the year goes on. And that, you know, once you get into March with the talent they have, certainly is a recipe for being successful.
Just throwing it out, maybe a sleeper team out there again. You know, I look at the Missouri Valley, you know, Valpo, and then our friends at Loyola Chicago, there they are right again last year, sleeper Final Four team right at the top of the conference at 4-1, 11-7 overall. I'm sure they have Loyola Chicago with the big, you know, X on their back for what they accomplished last year. Could they do it again? Is it possible?
Certainly. You know, again, I think, you know, one thing people overlook is, you know, you look at them on paper now, hey, they played a much more difficult non-conference schedule. They've got the big X on their back. And then what it really comes down to is they've got the experience now, but it comes down to draw. You know, where do they get sent to? Do they win their league? What kind of position are they in if they get in, and who they match up with? And a lot of the success of these mid-major teams or kind of Cinderellas, a lot depends on matchups, you know, and who they get and where they play. I think that's something that the average fan kind of overlooks and just says, oh, you know, they're just going to get there. Well, a lot of it depends on who they play and where they play. And I'll give you a perfect example. Like, you know, I do the Patriot League for CBS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Last year, I felt Bucknell had three guys that were really high major players that mm-hmm. if they got the right draw, they could you know, win two or three games. And I believe they got sent to Detroit, and they had to play Michigan State in their backyard. It's a terrible draw,
yeah.
You know, and that's just a game they can't win. So, you know, if they had a game that maybe was in, you know, Buffalo and they played somebody different, you know, the tides might have been turned. So a lot of it depends on matchups and where you get sent.
Mo, I'm an Indiana grad, and this is the first time coming into the season I've really been kind of excited about the team. Not that I expect them to, you know, make the Final Four or anything, but with Romeo Langford coming in and Archie Miller seems to be turning around. They seem to be stuck in between a rock and a hard place in that they're stuck in between, like, Archie Miller's kids versus the Tom Crean holdovers and their style of play. I mean, they've just completely forgotten how to rebound in the past couple games. Three losses in a row to Nebraska, Maryland, and Michigan. I think they'll bounce back. I think they're in a slump just kind of figuring it out. I don't think they're going to overtake Michigan or Michigan State anytime soon, but I'm very enthusiastic about the future at Indiana and a big game against Purdue this weekend.
I think you should be. I've known Archie a long time, and you know what he did at Dayton, you know, when his great team there at the end, you know, was really his guys. You know, it takes time. You have to develop a mentality and a culture and who you want to recruit, and they've obviously sprinkled it in with some McDonald's All-Americans, which I think you have to do at that level. So it's going to be a little bit of time, and I think once he really gets a stamp there and figures out who they are and what they want to be, they'll be a little more consistent. Certainly they have the history and the resources to do that. I think Archie is among the better, you know, the better young coaches in the country. His energy, enthusiasm, I think will make alums like you very happy, and it should. I think it was a terrific hire, and I think it's just going to be a matter of time. So how they find a way in a very difficult league is going to be interesting. I mean, Purdue's a perfect example. I think that Purdue had some really high, you know, preseason expectations. They've stumbled a little bit here and there, but their team, you know, that could be very difficult to play in March.
And I'll tell you another team out of the SEC, if you haven't seen him play, and Rick Barnes is I knew him a little bit when he was at Providence, and he is a terrific coach. And I don't think his name gets mentioned enough, too, as being one of the best coaches in the country. And that Tennessee team, I think, is playing as well as anybody right now. They are going to be a tough bunch to beat, in my opinion, down the stretch.
I think a lot of Texas fans are kind of scratching their head. Why'd we get rid of this
yeah.
guy? You
know, yeah.
That's an interesting thing. He's done a fabulous job. I mean, I think he's got to be right there for National Coach of the Year. I mean, what he's done there. And that's one team I actually haven't seen a lot. I've seen him a little bit on TV, but not a lot. But, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of following some of the buzz around them has been pretty exciting. So I think the casual fan's going to say, oh, they're not that good. But from what I've heard and talked to some people who have done some of their games, they said they're just terrific.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mo, how about giving yourself a plug? When's the next time you're on? When can our listeners find you?
Oh, great. Actually, this is a good weekend for a plug. This is a game you want to watch. On Saturday, I'm doing Army and Navy for CBS.
All right.
I don't know if there's a game I enjoy doing more. It's actually up at West Point.
Oh, nice.
So it's just a fabulously fun day. Patriot League game, but just, you know, the arena's packed and all the cadets are there, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere. So 2:30 CBS Sports Network on Saturday.
Wonderful. Excellent. We'll be watching. And Mo, thanks for coming on. It's good to hear your voice. We'd like to, you know, check in with you from time to time now that March is right around the corner a little bit. So thank you.
Thanks
for coming on.
Please do, guys. All the best. Thanks
so
much.
All right. That is Mo Cassera, basketball analyst for CBS.
He's great.
He is.
Spent 4 hours talking college hoops with him.
A great guy, too.